WMBS time, 11:25. It's now time for the Home Care Connection, brought to you by Abbey Home Healthcare. And now here is your host for the program, Connie Slampack, Administrator of Abbey. Good morning, Connie.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, wonderful.
Long time to see you again.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's nice to be back together again with you again, you know?
It is.
Of course, we miss Timothy, but...
Oh, well, you know, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? That's right. That's right. Well, good morning to everyone out there, and welcome to Home Care Connection, your source for stress-relieving elder care tips, strategies, ideas, and resources. And I'm Connie Slampack, Administrator of Abbey Home Healthcare, where we send nurses, therapists, chore workers, and sitters to you. So please, if you ever have a need for home care, please ask for Abbey. Well, this morning, and this is going to be a great show today. I've got a lot of good information coming up for you. But first of all, I want to bring up the fact that in March, we're celebrating National Doctors' Day, and that's on March 30th. And, of course, we all have a doctor, so and we have to make sure we tell them how much we appreciate what they do for us. And I know, you know, just working with them every day, they do a fantastic job. So say thank you to your doctor if you see him this month. Also, March is COPD Awareness Month, and a lot of people ask, what is COPD? Well, what that actually stands for is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and it's a disease characterized by airflow limitations. It's not fully reversible if you do have COPD. And usually the airflow limitation is both progressive and it's associated with abnormal inflammatory response to the lungs, in the lungs to maybe some noxious particles or some gases. The risk factors, of course, and you hear this about all your diseases, is, of course, if you're a smoker, but you're also at risk with passive exposure to cigarette smoking. So you need to know that. And of course, environmental industrial pollutants are a big risk factor for COPD. If you have asthma or if you have frequent respiratory infections, that can be a problem. And of course, it also is determined to be genetic. So if you have a positive family history, you need to watch for it. So please check with your doctor. And there are a lot of helpful things that home care can do for COPD patients. So if you do have questions, if you have concerns, give us a call at Abbey, 724-439-ABBY. That's 439-2229. So I have a question, and this is kind of be my teaser. Is it hard for you to keep up on your medications, to keep those things straight? Did you take them? When did you take them? I forgot about it. Did you know that seniors not taking their medications as directed contributes to about 20% of hospital readmissions? Well, when we come back, my guests are going to discuss a solution to help keep you or your loved one right on schedule with your medications. Good morning and welcome back to Home Care Connection. I'm Connie Slampack, Administrator of Abbey Home Healthcare. And I'm here today with some wonderful people with great information for you, and I think it's vital. I have, first of all, with me Ann Fleming, and those of my regular listeners probably remember Ann. She's with Phillips Lifeline and Director of Marketing. And good morning, Ann. How are you?
Connie, I'm great. Thanks for having me back. It's really a pleasure to be with you and your listeners.
Oh, thank you, Ann. It's wonderful to have you here. Ann, first of all, would you give me a little bit about your background?
Yes. I'm with, again, with Network Lifeline. Our business has been serving southwestern Pennsylvania, 8 counties here in southwestern Pennsylvania for last year. We had our 30th anniversary.
Wow,
yes,
congratulations.
Yes, so this is year 31. We've been servicing seniors and people that need our care for 31 years. And I have been a marketing director for 5 years. So mm-hmm. I just recently had my 5th anniversary. And
congratulations.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure to work in the healthcare field. We work with, you know, companies like certainly Abbey, Home Health care organizations, skilled nursing facilities, hospitals, in and around Southwestern.
And it's wonderful to work with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I also want to introduce Dawn Morris. And Dawn was kind enough to come along with Ann today, and he is our regional representative. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning. Thanks
welcome
for having me.
Welcome to Home Care Connection. Well, you're so welcome. I'm excited about what you're bringing to us today. Could you give us a little bit about your background?
Yes. Haven't been in the business quite as long as Annie, about 5 years in the home health care profession. And just recently, we've launched a program called My Med Pack, which is a personalized medication management system to help the independent remain independent. And that's really why I'm here today and to discuss that.
Okay, that's wonderful. And I am so excited about it. Being in home care, and even not just in home care, just so much out in the community, one of the biggest concerns we hear about is, you know, well, dad's at home and he forgets to take his medication. We don't know if he took his medication, or we don't know how to control medication. So I'm so excited that the two of you are here to talk about a new program you have. So let's start out with this. You mentioned My Med Pack. So tell me what that is.
Well, we developed a similar program back in 1998 for long-term facilities, mostly nursing homes, things of that nature. And what we realized with the new Health Care Act that came out recently, that there's been a lot of focus on how to help the independent stay independent with their medication so that they don't have to rely on a long-term care facility. And that's really why the MyMedPack program was designed.
Wonderful. And you know, and of course, that's my motto, Dawn. I'm glad you brought that up. You're kind of marketing for me a little bit too.
Wonderful.
But that's what home care does. We try to promote independence, allowing folks to stay home as long as they can, or, you know, because most people prefer to be at home, to age in their own homes. And this product is so exciting to me. I can't wait to hear all the details, because I think it's going to be a blessing to so many people. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about this box, how it's designed, who it's designed for, and some details. Being on the radio, I think you're going to have to be pretty verbally descriptive, but
okay.
I get to see it.
Okay, wonderful. Well, basically, the MyMedPack is a program that is basically in two components. The first two things that we do for the patient is we synchronize all their medications, so that all their medications are due for refills at the same time.
Okay.
That kind of frees up a little bit more time from constantly going back and forth to the pharmacy to refill your prescriptions. From that point on, we take care of their refills for them as well. And that's another thing that is what I call a matter of convenience. But what the program, how it really benefits the patient, is our medication management team. And what that is consists of is our pharmacists who review each patient, all their medication as a whole. We try to identify any problems or concerns with the way they're taking their medication. And if we see anything that we can relay back to the doctor to come up with a better solution, then we approach it that way.
And that's a wonderful thought, because we in the home, we're not pharmacists, and you know, all we know is what, you know, what it's prescribed for us. And I love the fact that you try to coordinate everything too, because we know what's prescribed to us, and we're supposed to take this, and I need my refill this week, and then next week or the following week I need to get a refill on that. So I think that's a wonderful idea. But it,
Dawn, why don't you share with the listeners your analogy that you like to share about the DMV?
Yeah, well, it's funny, because with the systems in place, especially with technology growing like it is, it seems like there are a lot of good systems in place. For example, I use the DMV, which usually gets a laugh. But if you get a speeding ticket in Florida and you come to Pennsylvania and you think, well, we're 600 miles away. How in the world could they know about that? Well, through their system, they can identify that that you still have that speeding ticket down in Florida. But unfortunately, with the healthcare profession, one doctor just across town may not know what the other doctor is prescribing as far as medication. So it's something that, that we're all working towards, and I'm sure that there will be a system in place in the near future. But until that happens, it's nice to have another set of eyes that are reviewing all the medication for your loved ones just to make sure that it's being taken safely.
It really is, and that brings me to, I'm thinking, even for someone who is not elderly, it can be confusing when you're seeing more than one doctor, and maybe a specialist, maybe a PCP, and you have to tell them all what you're taking, and it's nice to have somebody helping watch for that. So is this program, though, just who's this for? Just for our seniors, or who can participate in this program?
Yeah, originally, back in 98, when we were doing this for long term, we realized, even though it was designed for seniors, it really can be taken advantage of from anybody that takes two or more medications. Our youngest member in our program is 5 years old, and that is really for the benefit of the mom and dad, so that they both know who had given the last dose, and with which we'll get into more about the box itself, but that it's easy to identify from when there's more than one caregiver in the family if that dose has been taken already or not.
Okay, and that is important to identify, because I know that just in my business, you know, I left mom at home, I went to work, I don't know, did she take her medication? Is it, you know, I can't tell unless you're counting pills every day. So, yeah, let's talk about this pack and exactly how it works.
Yeah, the first thing that you're going to notice, or your listeners will hopefully visualize, is that each packet in the box is predated. It has the time and the administration time for that dose. So all your medication is already packaged. It's already dated, and there's no need to separate them all in the morning as far as your pill boxes and things like that. Very easy to identify when it's time for you to take your dose.
Okay, so I see those packets are sealed, which, as they should be. Are they difficult to open?
They're not. In fact, they're designed for people with even arthritis, issues like that with their hands. It's as easy as tearing a real thin piece of paper. Just very simple. It was designed to really make it very easy to open for the patients.
But I see, yet they still are, they're packaged well, yet easy to open. I mean, if I drop one in the sink, and I've dropped a pill in the sink before, and it starts to dissolve already, but if I drop that packet, your medication is still safe, yet it's easy to get to.
It is. It actually, they are waterproof as well, which makes them real portable. You can take them with you either for the day or for the week. Whatever the situation is, they're perforated, so they're real easy to tear off a day's worth or a couple days' worth if you're somebody who's active and are going to be traveling for a little bit. And we also have the ability to send the package if somebody's lucky enough to be a snowbird, especially this winter. We can actually send the box to that location for them while they're away. And then when they come back, we can have it sent to their home.
Oh, that's great. That is good, because that's a whole nother thing where if you're a snowbird, if you're going on vacation, you know, I'm, you know, in Florida, I forgot to get my refills. And sometimes that's just not easy to do when you're in another state, is to get those refills called in and everything. So you handle that situation.
We do. And the nice thing as well is also another addition to the MyMedPack box is it also has a list pill identifier, so that you can see all the medication. You'll see a picture of your pill so that it's easy for the patient to identify which pill they're taking at that time as well. And also it has a sleeve that lists all the medication that's in their entire medication regimen, which means if they're going to see another doctor, and the doctor always asks them to bring their medication with them, it's just as easy as them pulling out that tab that has all their medications listed, and they can just hand that to the doctor right
there. Oh, and that's
right
a wonderful there. Thing. It is a wonderful thing when you're on several medications and then you've got a doctor's appointment and you're going in and they say, well, bring on your bottles. Well, I just know going into the home when we're reviewing, when the nurses are reviewing medications, some are expired, some they're not on before, but people tend to keep all those bottles of medications, and it really has to be sorted out. So you're going to have that that would be a wonderful help to, you know, somebody in home care going in, a nurse, that they can look at what they're currently and actively taking.
Absolutely. The first thing we do for the patient when we enroll them in the program is we do a medication reconciliation.
Great.
We actually go through all the medication that they currently have. We try to identify anything that is outdated or maybe something that no longer is needed or possibly something that doesn't work in conjunction with something else being prescribed. So that's the first stage of enrolling the patient into the program, is to really review all the medications and make sure everything is the way it should be.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm going to skip right over here because that brings to mind, to me, now you've got everything nice and organized for me and everything's just as it should be. And next week I go to the doctor and something gets changed. What happens?
Well, the main part of the program, as I'd mentioned, is the medication management team. And there's a whole bunch of benefits to having this management team. And one of them is a series of reminders that we give to the patients. So when, say there is 7 days left on the box of medication for the month, but they have been prescribed a new medication.
Mm-hmm.
What we will do is send 7 pills to make sure that it coincides with the end of that box, and we'll follow it with reminders to that patient. For example, we'll say, Mrs. Smith, it's 8 a.m. Please remember to take the additional medication that we sent to you. And then, of course, when that month is up, that pill will be then incorporated back into their MyMedPack.
And that's wonderful. I did read something, another point that you brought up, that I think is fabulous, that you do reminders. You do medication reminders. Talk a little bit about that, because I that's invaluable.
Yeah, well, the MyMedPack program was first designed to launch in January. Since then, we've already enrolled over 340 patients in the program. And in the process of this, we realized a couple other things that we could add that will really help the patient with maybe cognitive issues or maybe just simply memory issues of whether or not they've taken it. So we backed it up with a series of phone reminders now. And if a patient takes their medication 5 times a day, we will actually make 5 phone calls to that patient if they need that level of assistance. Of course, if they choose not to, then we will not provide that for them, but it is there for them to take advantage of if they feel that that would be helpful. And we are also developing a portal just because of identifying these other little things that we can do to really make this help the patient, is we're going to start doing text messages and even email reminders as well for those hip, well, computer literate listeners out
yeah,
there.
That's great.
So, and I just really want to underscore, it's really important and helpful to adult children of, you know, seniors, you know, they want to know, oh my gosh, yes, it's time for, you know, mom to take that medication. So they also might necessarily want those phone reminders or those text messages. So, you know, it's just a way to keep everybody involved in the communication process. So it's a very, very great, program, and it's a solution that's helping not just the person or the individual or the patient, but it's involving other people in the family as
right.
well.
And it's a great piece of
And money. When we come back, I'm sure your listeners want to know about the cost.
Yes.
That's a very, very important thing to talk about.
And that was my next question, because Dawn's telling me all these great
exactly.
things. I'm getting excited. And so then we're going to talk about the other shoe now and move on to that. Tell me about the cost of this program.
Well, that's the wonderful part about it. There is no additional cost for the program whatsoever. In fact, we guarantee that they'll never pay more out of pocket than they're currently paying with whatever pharmacy they're using, including Walmart. If they do a promotional $4 prescription, we will match that price as well so that the patient will never pay more out of pocket.
That's unbelievable. So I'm thinking, how can that be possibly be done? Because a valuable solution like this to such a big problem that we have, mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's going to be cost prohibitive. Now you're telling me that there is no cost to this program. So how does that work?
I think the originally the program was developed with really without a thought to a cost involved in it. We thought that it was something that that would really set the pace for how medication is going to be dealt with through pharmacies in the mm-hmm. future. And we thought we would get out ahead of that and be the trailblazers in that new way of managing medication.
That's such a wonderful, that kind of blows me away right there. It really does. That's a wonderful thing. It the service is unbelievable, and all the little extras that come with it. It's just not, we're going to prepackage your medication, mm-hmm. but you keep up on it. You take care of the changes. You do the reminders. This is all very, very exciting to me and can change a lot of lives.
And Connie, this is for your listeners who are on Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, it has a very comprehensive, universal appeal. Really, only people who are insured by the VA would be excluded from the program. So, it really has a very wide coverage net.
Wow, that's wonderful. So, how does somebody sign up for something like this? How does that process work?
Well, so folks in the Uniontown in this area, they would call 412-779-0696. They would call our company. Again, that's 412-779-0696. And they would talk to, you know, one of our folks that answers the phone, and they would ask for more information or to enroll in MyMedPack. And then one of our enrollment specialists would actually then call them back, and there would be a process that takes place from there.
That's wonderful. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take another quick break, but as my listeners know, when we come back, I'm going to make sure we repeat those phone numbers again, so get your pencils ready. We're going to talk about the contact information and a little more about this program when we come back. Good morning. Welcome back to Home Care Connection. I'm Connie Slampack, administrator of Abbey Home Health Care, and I'm here with Ann Fleming and Don Morris, and we're talking about a wonderful, wonderful program that they're providing called My MedPack to help us with our medication management. And I want to stress, too, that when we think about medication management, we think about our seniors, but it is available to more than just the seniors. Correct. So, you know, it just, you know, really excites me. But I wanted to ask you, I know there are some other local drugstores that are doing something similar to that. So can you tell me what's different about My MedPack?
Yeah, I would love to. We're going to see similar packaging, which I love the idea of seeing other people do the packaging to start off with. But what really sets us apart is not only are we going to take care of the refills for them, the packaging is just one component of the whole program. The nice part is that it's really about the safety of the reminders and the medication management team that really sets us apart. And as far as I know so far, I haven't seen anybody mimic even the packaging and the delivery without some sort of fee involved as well.
Have we mentioned that ours is free delivery every single 30 months? Have we mentioned that?
No, you didn't. And that was one of the things I was going to ask you about, because we talked about being no cost to the program. And,
right.
And I thought, okay, so how much is the delivery charge? Zero.
It's zero for anything associated with the program. Whether they take advantage of all the reminders, it really is not going to change the cost whatsoever. The copays will always remain the copays.
Right.
We will work through the insurances. In fact, the insurance companies love this program because they know that ultimately it's going to keep the patients safer.
And I think that's a great point that you're making there, that you're working actually with the insurance companies, because it gets very confusing out there. It does. And sometimes we think because we're in healthcare business, we understand some things that, you know, the general population does not. And then sometimes it just confuses us. There is a lot of information out there. And to think that they have someone on your side to be able to help them through the maze.
Connie, just looking at the big picture, the insurance companies are very interested in having patients and persons comply with taking their medications as prescribed. There are over $300 billion of medications wasted every year and not taken as prescribed. There are 125,000 deaths a year because of medication mismanagement. So there's a lot of problems with, you know, folks not taking, you know, their meds correctly. And so this program is getting a lot of attention regionally by a lot of insurance companies, and that's how, frankly, it's free. It's 100% free, and that's why we're talking to you about it today. We really would love your listeners to take advantage of it.
It sounds like a wonderful program. I do want to take a minute just now to insert that phone number again if somebody needs to call about the program, and then of course we'll do it, you know, again before the end of the show here.
Absolutely. For anyone that might have questions or to enroll, the number is 412-779-0696.
And it's called My Med Pack.
My Med Pack.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, I came across another question that I think is very important, because these are wonderful packages, easy to open, waterproof. But what if my medication's not in the pill form?
That is a great question. What we do is anything that comes outside of pill form, for example, an inhaler or an injectable, we're going to mail it separately with their My Med Pack box.
Okay.
And the nice thing is we have reminders called bag reminders. So these little pre-dosed packets here, there will be a blank one, as you can see on the first one here, that it says it's a reminder for the inhaler. So instead of just a phone call to back it up as well, there's also a visual for the patients to see that it'll remind them right when they pick up their morning dose to take their medication, that it'll have a reminder right there on the bag to first remind them to check their glucose or to use their inhaler.
That's great, because you, as you said, it's a placeholder. So you have that bag to say you need to do this, this, and this. Now's the time.
Exactly.
And I think that's a wonderful thing. I would think that, you know, something that wasn't in pill form, you've thought of everything. That's great.
Well, thanks. And there's even situations where with medications that change quite often as far as dosage.
Yes.
And what we'll do in that case is we will also put that in vial form, an easy denomination, so that it can adapt to change from the doctor. And we will back those up with phone calls as well, not only to remind the patient that it's time to take their medication, but what quantity, what milligram to take at that dose as well.
So how does that communication happen when a doctor is changing doses? How do you know? How does the company know, oh, dose has changed, and your reminder needs to change?
Well, that's why it's so important for us to make that initial contact to all doctors involved right from the beginning of the program. We're going to open the dialogue between the doctors, the caregivers, and the patients to really connect that whole continuum of care. Good communication is really the basis of the program, and we're based on good communication, good customer service, and really trying to make taking your medication a lot more stress-free for the individual.
Communication is a big deal. Everybody has to be on the same page because we're talking about some vital things when we get into medications. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody needs to know about that because we do. We have the home care people, we have the caregivers, we have family members, and, of course, the patient themselves. And we all really need to know what's going on. And I love the fact that no matter who it is, a home care nurse, the daughter-in-law, somebody can walk in and look at that packet that I'm looking at right now and know when a dosage is due, and all the details about it. That's just such a wonderful thing. We're getting ready to wind up here. Is there anything else that you'd like the listeners to hear?
Yeah, just one more thing I think is real important about the program, too, is we have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week call-in so that if somebody forgets to take a dose or is having a question about side effects or whatever their concern is, they can get a live pharmacist on the phone that can walk them through that.
That's wonderful.
Any time of the day. It's really, really awesome.
Well, I want to thank you both so much for being here today. And if you would please, once again, give the name of the program and where people can get more information.
Certainly. Anyone interested in the MyMedPack medication program can call 412-779-0696, 412-779-0696.
Thank you very much for being here, and it'll certainly be something that's available through Abby Healthcare also. It's a wonderful program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Connie, thank you.
All righty. Connie, thanks for being here as always. Good to see you again.
You too.
And you've been listening to the Home Care Connection with Connie Slampack, Administrator of Abby Home Healthcare, located on Edison Street in Uniontown. For all your home care needs, 724-439-2229.